All right, Chavosai, good evening, good evening. Let us begin. So we are picking up tonight on Lamed Amud Beis 30b, and I believe we left off of Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Is that right? Right? Yeah? Perfect. So four lines down from the top. Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Kra Kameid Rabbi Yanai, Yosef Vikamar. So I'll say, Rabbi Chanina was sitting before Rabbi Yanai and said as follows, Halacha Krebi Huda Shar Mishra B'Laza Ben Azariah. So remember again, last Thursday night, we were doing the really fascinating sugya of Musaf, right? And we had a fundamental machlokas as to what happens with Musaf when one is a Yochid versus a Tzibor. So remember again, we had Rabbi Yehuda who said in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that any situation where ultimately, again, there is a chaver ear, any time that you have a group, so the individual is potter from davening Musaf. Individual potter. In other words, that Musaf is like a din on the collective. So if there's a collective, ultimately, again, the individual does not daven Musaf. But again, halacha l'maisa, if there is no collective, then the individual does daven Musaf. So the Gemara says, said the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the name of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Amarlei, puk kra, krach libra, dein halach Rabbi Yehuda, sharm shor Elazar ben Azariah. So he disagreed. He said, no, get out of here. Take that teaching out of here. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, who said over the name of Elazar ben Azariah. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Ani ra'isi es Rabbi Yanai did tzali v'hadir tzali. This is interesting. Rabbi Yochanan said, I saw Rabbi Yanai who davened twice. He davened twice. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zera, v'dilma me'ikar lo kivein daite, ulabasof kivein daite. So maybe Rabbi Yanai, maybe the reason he davened twice is maybe the first time he didn't daven with Kavana, and the second time he did daven with Kavana. So he davened the second time in order to go ahead and get it right. Amar lei, Chazi man gavra rabo kamisaydele. But you know what? Think about the great person you're thinking about. Rabbi Yanai is not just stam a regular guy. Rabbi Yanai is a big tzaddik. So think about the Gemara says Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Avagav dohavilu tleisar be kenishta betveria. Because Rabbi Asi, even though there were 13 shuls in Teveria, lahavi matzlu ela bene amude hecha dahavi girsei. Ultimately, again, they would only daven in the place that they learned. The Shmuel says actually we saw this referenced before. This concept that there is a power to dafka davening where you learn. That there's almost like there's a certain siyata d'shmaya, there's a certain divine providence, there's a certain level of divine assistance that is incurred when a person davens where they learn. You have that koach ha-Torah that helps in that koach ha-Tfilah. It sounds like same space. I don't know if it has to be the same seat, but like, I don't think it's like in different rooms. I think it's in the same place. I love dafka, you have to be, but like, it's almost like davening in the base medrash. Like you feel this. I think like we get to experience this a little bit, like in the mornings. Like the idea that you learn daf, and then right where you learned, you know, you daven. You daven. Love daf in the same exact spot, but in the same makom. In the same makom, there's a power to that. If mar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi mishum Rabbeinu amar halok Rabbi Yehuda shomer mishum Elazar ben Azariah. So we'll say this seems to be the final ruling on this. I mean, for the Gemara, it's not the halacha lemaisa, but ultimately the Gemara says that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Elazar ben Azariah. We'll say so. We already spoke about this on Thursday night a little bit. We don't paskin this way, right? We paskin that musaf is an obligation upon the individual as well. So therefore, whether you live in a community where there is a minyan, where there is not a minyan, everyone has to daven musaf, whether there is a tzibor davening, not a tzibor davening. We treat musaf no differently than every other obligatory tefillah, and therefore one has to daven it. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, tzali b'hadar tzali. So we'll say an interesting episode. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, daven twice. Now we'll say, when they say daven, they're referring specifically over here to Shmona Esrei. So he davened. Shmona Esrei a second time. Oh, Rabbi Zera, my time of it marhachi. So Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, why are you doing this? Why are you davening twice? So the Gemara says, Ilema mishum de lo kivein mardaite. So we'll say, it's interesting. So just so we get the name straight, right? Rabbi Chiya davened twice. Rabbi Zera saw him do this. Rabbi Zera said, why did you daven twice? Now, before Rabbi Chiya could answer the question, Rabbi Zera like floats some ideas. It's interesting. The person who asked the question is, well, maybe you daven twice because ultimately, again, because you didn't have kavana the first time. You didn't have proper concentration the first time. That can't be why. V'ham Rabbi Lazar, the olam yamud adam es atzmo im yachal achabin es libo yispalo v'im lav lo al yispalo. Rabbi says, this is such a beautiful halacha. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar says, that a person should always kind of check himself before he davens. Meaning what? That a person should only daven if they know they could daven with kavana. Incredible halacha, no? If you can't daven with kavana, don't daven. Mishnah Berurah comments, we don't hold this way today, because, right, if we would hold this way, I was saying, I mean, the good news is we'd have a lot more free time, right? But Lemaisa, we no longer do this. But again, let's say, you know, sometimes in life, even, you know, I think as we get older, we appreciate the fact that I know that many times in life I'm not doing the right thing, but just because I'm not doing the right thing, it's still important to know what the right thing is, right? The most dangerous thing in life is when you don't even know what's right and what's wrong. So, okay, I'm going to be honest, I'm not doing a lot of stuff right, but I want to make sure that I know what the ideal is. Okay, I'm not holding there. So we'll say, so it's good to know that what's the ideal. The ideal is don't daven unless you know you have kavana. Okay, that's the ideal. I'm not holding there, so I'm going to daven regardless. But Lamai said it's beautiful to know what to aspire to. Ella, the lo ad kamrat. So we'll say, so again, so therefore he's saying that can't be it, because if you knew that you weren't going to have kavana, you shouldn't have davened in the first place. Aye, so Rabbi Chiya, why did you daven twice? Ella, the lo ad kamrat reish yarcha. So what's this interesting? So remember, this is Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera advancing reasons for why Rabbi Chiya bar Abba davened twice. Oh, I know what it is. You must have forgotten that it's Rosh Chodesh. So you forgot to insert Yalla v'yabo, and that's why you're davening a second time. But here's the problem with that. Vatanya, ta'av alo hizkir shosh chodesh ba'arvis, ein machzirin oso mishiyach alo roshachnis. Yes, we'll say that aloha is, if you forgot Yalla v'yabo in Ma'ariv, you don't have to go back. Why? Because you could always insert it in Shachris. Okay? B'shachris, ein machzirin oso mishiyach alo musafin. If you forgot Yalla v'yabo in Shachris, you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Why? Because you could always insert it in Musaf. B'musaf in imachzirin also. In Musaf, you don't have to repeat it. Why? B'bnei sheyachol la'umra b'mincha. Ultimately, again, because you could always go ahead and insert it in mincha. So the Gemara says, Amar le'lav itmar ala am Rabbi Yochanan b'tzibor shanu. Yeah, but Rabbi Yochanan said that halach lamay, so that's only true if you're davening in the tzibor. Now, we'll say there's a big machlokas exactly what this is referring to. So some explain what this means is like this. If I'm davening in shul and I forgot Yal Leviyavo in my personal Shmona Esrei, I don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Why? I could rely on the Chazan's repetition as my second Shmona Esrei. Others say that it's referring to the Chazan. If the Chazan forgot Yal Leviyavo, he doesn't go back again, because that'll be too much of a hardship on the Tzibor. So I'll say, I just want to point out something fascinating, so just so you appreciate the story. Right? Rabbi Chiya bar Abba davened Shmona Esrei twice. Rabbi Zera sees him doing it. Rabbi Zera says, why did you daven twice? And I will say, what's the whole Gemara? The whole Gemara is Rabbi Zera advancing reasons why Rabbi Chiya davened twice. What's missing from the Gemara? Rabbi Chiya's response.
We're not clear.
The Gemara doesn't tell us. Sounds like maybe it was Ma'ariv. Maybe based on the next discussion, it sounds like it was Ma'ariv. That's what it's going to sound like. We'll say, so just point out over here, this is a good lesson for life as well. We'll say, it's important to give people a chance to speak. Right? And it's important, you know, sometimes we'll say, we're so busy talking that we don't listen. I remember when I was in graduate school, so I had a professor, Rabbi Chaim Feuerman. It was a great tzaddik, and also like a great teacher. And I don't remember the context of it, where he taught it to us, but it was a very helpful tool in life. He said, if you're ever having a conversation with someone, and you know, and let's say like you're talking to someone, and the person you're talking to begins like to open their mouth, like ready to talk, or like their body moves forward as if they're ready to converse, he said, stop talking. I said, why? Because when a person does that, that means that their mind is already in talking mode. If they're in talking mode, that means they're not listening to you. So you're better off just stopping. Let them say whatever they have to say, because whatever you say isn't going to matter anymore. So I will say, it's really incredible, Yisod, that often in life, we forget to listen to people. Whether it's to listen to other opinions, to listen to other perspectives, to listen to other, you know, sometimes we're so convinced that we have all the answers that we forget. You know, someone else may actually have something to add to the discussion. Just interesting. All right, let's go back there. So the Gemara says, Kami Yisha Ben Tefillah Tefillah. So we'll say, so now the Gemara is talking about over here, about davening twice. So we'll say, so I could have a situation where let's say I have to daven again. So let's take a typical situation. We don't paskin like what this Gemara just said, right? Because we hold that if you forgot Yalla V'yavon Shmona Esrei, you do repeat it. Now we'll discuss when that is. So we'll say, let's take a simple case. It's Shachris. I forgot Yalla V'yavon. I have to daven Shmona Esrei again. So now the Gemara says, Kama Yisha Bein tefillah letefillah. Is there an amount of time you have to wait between one Shmona Esrei and the second Shmona Esrei? You know, can you just go from one to the other, or do you have to wait? Rav Huna of Rechista both commented on this. Chad Amar Kedei Shetischonein Daitu Alav. The Chad Amar Kedei Shetischolel Daitu Alav. Shabbos says, so interestingly enough, Rashi points out, they're actually saying the same exact thing. They're just using different words to express the same sentiment. Shabbos says, the idea over here is, when can you daven the second Shmona Esrei? When you are in a supplicatory state of mind. So when you are, in other words, when can you daven? When you're ready to daven. When can you daven? When your mindset is correct, when you're ready to really launch into a proper tefillah. That's when you can daven the second Shmona Esrei. So we'll say, so one opinion phrase it as tischonin, like ask for divine, rachmanis. Other opinion said lashon chiloi, which means the same thing. So the Gemara says like this: Man damar kadesh tischonin daito alav dichsev vaeschanan el Hashem, or man damar kadesh tischolal daito alav dichsev vayechal Moshe. So we'll say, so the Gemara is pointing out over here that there are almost two different words that are used for supplication, vayichal and vaeschanon. But both of them mean the same. And we'll say, now what is the Gemara trying to sensitize me to? We'll say, this has happened, I think, to all of us, right? When you forget Yala v'yavo, and you have to daven that second Shmona Esrei, I'll say, we're amongst friends. How are you feeling when you have to daven that second Shmona Esrei? How are you feeling? Right? No one is saying, oh, lucky me. Lucky me, another opportunity to supplicate before the King of Kings. Right? It's annoying. It's a nuisance. Generally, that makeup Shmona Esrei is the worst Shmona Esrei in the world. Right? You're running through it. And then usually, I don't know, at least I've found, I forget Yala V'yavo again. Right? Now, the good news is, I remember this time before I take my three steps back. But I would say, Eschatani Maskir, 7 out of 10 times, I forget Yalev Yavo the second time around. And it makes perfect sense because like I'm not holding in it. Like at this point now, I need to get the job done. Right? This is already no longer divine service. Right? This is about checking a box. And the Gemara just says, What are you doing? Tefillah is an opportunity to speak to the Ribono Shel Olam. And if you forgot Yalav Yavo, that means you didn't deliver the right speech. And if you didn't deliver the right speech, try it again. Try it again. But understand who you're speaking to and understand who you're standing before. So when are you ready? When should you recite that second Shmona Esrei? When you are ready to daven like a mensch. When you're ready to daven like a mensch, right? When you feel that your mom is ready to go ahead and really make this a real tefillah, that's so incredible. Well, it's also very helpful to know that, like, not much has changed, like, in the last 2,000 years. In other words, like people are people, the dynamics are the dynamics, and that feeling like that, it feels like a pit in your stomach when you know that you forgot Yalev Yav, and you're like, oh, you know, I just took that first step back. Had I only remembered 10 seconds, 5, 3 seconds earlier, I could have saved myself from this, and now I'm cheshbinning it out. I think I could finish it quickly before the chazan gets up to halal, and is it? So again, only daven the second, we could daven like a mensch. Let's finish up. Amrav, so we'll say, this is a very important halacha. Ta'af alo hiskir shorosh chodesh arvis, ein machzirin oso. So we'll listen to this. What happens if you forget Yalev Yavo in Ma'ariv? So it's night of Rosh Chodesh, I forget Yalev Yavo. So what's the halacha? You don't have to go back. Interesting halacha. If you forget Yalev Yavo in Ma'ariv, Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back. Why? Lefi shein bezin mekach nesa chodesh ela bayom. So this is a very important halacha. We know Yalev Yavo. Why do we say Yalev Yavo? So in general, there's a concept of Yalev Yavo because Shmona Esrei has to have what's called Me'ein HaMa'ora. Shmona Esrei has to have an insert which reflects the identity of the day. So that's the idea. But I will say, but our Yalev Yavo, remember, it used to be in the times of the Sanhedrin, Beis Din would declare the new month. So I will say, Beis Din does not declare the new month at night. So the same way that Beis Din does not declare the new month at night, if I forget my declaration of the new month, i.e. Yalev Yavo at night, I don't have to go back. Now, this is very interesting. So the Gemara, Amar Meimar said, Mistabra Milsa Durav, this ruling would seem to be true when? Bechodesh Malei, only in a complete month. Also remember again, the Hebrew calendar, months could have either 29 days or 30 days. When a month has 29 days, there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh.
a month has 30 days, there's one day of Rosh Chodesh, right? Day 30 is always Rosh Chodesh. On a 29-day month, 29 and 30. So now the Gemara says like this. So Amemar says, this halacha is only true on a month with 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Because this way, if I forgot Yalla V'Yavo on the first night, not a big deal. Why? I have the whole next day and the next night as well. However, again, Aval B'Chodesh Chaser, Machzir Noso. But ultimately, again, on the Chodesh Chaser, not. Amalei Rav Asher, Amemar, no. Michti Rav Taima Kamar. Mali Chaser, Mali Mali Eloloshna. No, that's not true. The Gemara rejects that Svara. And the Gemara says that is incorrect. Because again, Rav, excuse me. So Rav gave a Svara. What's Rav's Svara? That if you forget Yalav Yuavah at night, you don't have to go back. Why? Because the same way Beis Din does not go ahead and consecrate the new month at night, if you forgot, so to speak, your consecration, you forgot Yalav Yuavah, you don't have to go back. And that doesn't matter if it's a one-day Rosh Chodesh or a two-day Rosh Chodesh. And Rav say, that is indeed how we paskin. This is a very important halacha to keep in your back pocket, because I think that out of all the tefillos where people are most prone to forget Yalav Yavo, it's Ma'ariv on the night of Rosh Chodesh, right? You're going from Mincha into Ma'ariv. Sometimes somebody forgets to make a clap, or not every shul has a Farrell Silverman who always replaces, you know, our Yalav Yavo signs over here. So Lemais, again, I forgot. So it's very important to know if you forget Yalav Yavo on the night of Rosh Chodesh, and this is true whether it's the first night of Rosh Chodesh or the second night of Rosh Chodesh, it does not matter. Halacha l'maisa, you do not have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Incredible. Hadron Halach, Tfilat HaShachar. We'll say Mazel Tov. Let's begin the Mishnah. Ein Omdin L'Nispal El Mitol Kovid Rosh. We'll say when you sit down to Davin, don't close your Gemara. What are you talking about over here? Oh, is it a new volume? Yes. Okay, but you still have the Mishnah. Good, fine. Ain't Omdin, I thought you guys were finished. That's what I thought was happening over here. Ein Omdin L'Nispal El Mitol Kovid Rosh. So we'll say the halacha is, and this is actually a beautiful follow-up. One should only get up to daven when one is in the right frame of mind. Kovid Rosh means that actually, Rashi says over here, hachna. Rashi says it means a sense of humility. Humility. But the truth is, Kovid Rosh also means like a sense of seriousness. A person should only get up to daven when they are cognizant of what it is that they're about to do. The earliest pious ones, would show, and literally means wait. We'll see what it means is meditate, prepare for an hour. Now, we'll say sha'achas means an hour. It doesn't have to mean an hour. It just means some amount of time, and then they would daven. In order that they should have proper concentration for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're davening Shmona Esrei, even if the king asks a question, you shouldn't respond. And even if there's a snake coiled around your foot, don't interrupt. Obviously, there must be a bit of hyperbole over here, right? Because lemaisa, if there's a snake, right, that's around your foot, lemaisa, again, that's sakanas nefashos. But again, we'll see what it means in the Gemara. We'll say, shkoyach.